who is, well, actually, I'm going to talk to him right now. Kia ora, Tākuta. Nice to have you joining us on Radio Wātea this evening.
Ai, tēnā koe, e peka kāne te mihi kia koe o tira ki te whānau e whakarogo mai nā.
Well, I was just going to announce, but it has been announced recently, that you are standing for Te Tai Tonga for the Māori Party, Te Pāti Māori, in the upcoming election in October. So that's great to hear.
Aye, kia ora. Yeah, it's been officially announced on Sunday, and I'm very happy to be standing. And I think the team made a great progress after the last 3 years, or over the last 3 years, with Awari and Deb and the team in Parliament. So there's a lot we can build on.
Well, there certainly are. Now, you did contest the election in 2020 for Te Pāti Māori. And so it's lovely to hear that when you didn't make it through, you didn't give up, you decided, no, you'll come back, you're in for the long haul, and you're going to have another go.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the, you know, the cyclical nature of Pākehā politics doesn't really serve our people well. You know, many of our people who have been, my parents' generation and kaumātua's generation, who were all stalwarts of service to kaupapa Māori, they didn't sort of rise and fall on three-year whims, you know. So we're sort of fashioned in that model, and we just expect to be part of raising Māori development for the rest of our lives. So, you know, part of that is standing up and speaking some sense to the Crown. Then I'm happy to do that year in, year out. You know, whether you win or not in a Pākehā political framework is neither here nor there for me. Yeah, so we're in for the long haul.
That's great. That's great. And of course, most of us in our leadership positions, we do take the long-term view. And I have to share with you too, Tākuta. It took me three goes to get on to the Rotorua District Council. It's now called the Rotorua Lakes Council. It took me three attempts. And then the next time I was the highest polling. So it's just getting there. You know, getting there. And, you know, every time I missed out alongside other good people, but I always thought, no, I will get there, so you've just got to go back and try again. And every time you're learning more, you've got another couple of years, and I had 3 years in between to learn more about the job and in terms of what the community wanted and everything. So these last 3 years, you wouldn't have certainly been sitting on your on your chuff. How about that?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. The last 3 years, you know, we've been involved in all sorts of kaupapa. And I spent the last 3 years with the New Zealand Māori Council, being the national spokesperson for the New Zealand Māori Council. So that's kept me involved in a lot of the, you know, political spaces that Māori are pushing for our own rights to be heard in. And we also go home to our own kaupapa that we run at home, you know, in Porangahau and in other areas down in Whakatū. So, you know, we're always doing something that's driven by one of our kaupapa. We have our kapahaka kaupapa to drive forward all at the same time. And, you know, that's a huge amount of service to our whānau, to different generations through our whānau, and all our young people need opportunities like that. You know, they all need to be able to get out there and be awesome at being Māori, and at the same time, they need some gentle guidance, and they need some tikanga tukuiho around them. So all of those things we're involved with, Merepeka.
And are you still lecturing at the same time? You're still, you know, doing that as your mahi as well?
Yeah. Well, my work at Massey, even though we do lecture, my work at Massey is as principal advisor Māori. So I work very closely with the Deputy Vice Chancellor Māori, and we're largely charged with keeping the institution and the executive of the institution, along with its council, held to account against the Māori priorities, either the ones that the TEC puts out or the ones that the university espouses itself. And so Massey University about 5 years ago came out with some pretty bold actions and wrote into their then strategy of 2018, that they would be a Te Tiriti o Waitangi-led university. So we've been driving that kaupapa right through Massey for the last 4 years or so.
Well, I hope it's paying off, because I know there was some raru-raru a few years ago at Waikato, as you know. We probably won't go there now, but I know that, well, it's all very well for some universities to say that, you know, we respect tikanga and we're kaupapa Māoris, and, you know, we want to ensure that the treaty is central to our existence as well. But sometimes it's words. And so I just hope that with your one where you are, it's finding fertile ground. Shall I put it like that?
No. That's absolutely. I mean, far too long these things have been paid just lip service, and it's all ups and downs. But in the last 18 months, we've instituted a program at Massey. It's called the Te Arahi Tiriti program, and every department in Massey has had to stump up to pay for some of their staff to be admitted into this program, which is about developing Tiriti champions right throughout the university. So there are about 50 staff at Massey University who over the last year have been trained into these roles. And so they're formally a part of their current roles. And we are currently, as we speak, rolling this out across the university. So it's interesting to see what these things do in an organisation like Massey and what the responses are and so on.
I am going just to ask you some questions on Te Pāti Māori, but there's just one question I want to ask you about the university, and that is, we see we're in the South, well, actually, a lot of the universities are having to, to take a look at their, organisations and say, well, things have changed and we might have to do some restructuring. Are you at liberty to say if Massey is undergoing some sort of a review as well, Tākuta?
I am, and it's been in the public sphere already, and the university has copped some flak for what it's doing. But as you say, there are sort of extenuated circumstances that have come about as a result of the last couple of years, and the universities and other organisations, much the same, have had to respond. It definitely has had an impact. Changes made. Yep.
Well, I suppose, like all organisations, there's no sacred cows these days, Tākuta. Every organisation has to look to see, well, things have changed, particularly in the last 5 or 10 years. And so we see restructuring going on in so many organisations, and the universities are not immune from having to look at themselves as well. So, Pāti Māori now. I see a very exciting future for Te Pāti Māori.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that the main thing, the best thing that the party has done in the last 3 years has been to keep our people engaged. And to just be slowly educating them up so that they become more and more aware of what this political system is and what participation in it can look like and can mean for us.
Well, I think that is very true. That is very true. And the other thing that I've become very aware of in the last 3 years is the messages and the positive messages reinforcing the thinking that that the future can be ours, can be Māori, we have unlimited potential, we have aspirations for iwi Māori. And those are messages that we never used to hear so much before. And now they're coming through loud and clear. And that's inspiring for people to hear that, for our people to hear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're probably right that, and during the 2010s, the Māori Party it sort of didn't really have that type of approach, although it was very different circumstances. You know, yes, they were in there battling for share of the resource.
Yeah.
And then, so here we are now, and, you know, he got a bit of a younger iteration. You know, Rawiri brings a very different, you know, younger, different type of upbringing, perspective and view. And then you've got Deb in there who brings, a real staunch on the ground perspective and view. And I think that those two things, along with the positive messaging that you're talking about in the Believe campaign, that they really have sown some good seeds. And I think that, you know, conditioning is a bugger of a thing. And the colonials over a long, long, long period of time have done their utmost to condition us to be thinking a particular way. And so we need to just consistently maintain the opposite type of messaging so that our kids and our mokopunas and all of that, they grow up surrounded by very different messages.
That's true. And, you know, Takuta, when you think about it, Te Pāti Māori has only got two members of parliament, and yet they are everywhere. They are visible. They are vocal. And you cannot, when they're on the floor of the House, when they're talking about whether it's the health system, about whether it's the justice system, whether it's about labour force participation, whether it's about housing, they know it. They know it backwards and frontwards. They know it every which way. And people on the opposite side cannot attack them because they know exactly what they're talking about. They know who's being affected, everything. And so it's just, when I listened to them talk, I thought, you know, everybody there, they've got to, if you want to argue with Debbie or Rawiri, or debate with them, I should say, in the House, then you've got to know your stuff, because those two certainly do.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, for us, our kaupapa that we've lived, you know, when politicians talk about the cost of living crisis, none of them have lived the cost of living crisis. You know, when they talk about poverty, none of them have lived in poverty. None of them have seen poverty, real poverty. You know, so that lived experience that just naturally comes with us as Māori, you know, us talking, if we're talking about kaitiakitanga and what's good for the world and the climate crisis, well, we're always speaking from a point of actually having lived those things. And I think when you speak like that, you're very powerful, because you're only ever speaking the truth. Mm. And it's very hard to undo the truth.
Well, you know, this is you're right, because when you hear Māori talking, whether they're in local government actually or in central government, they're talking from the lived experience. They're talking from knowing their community. They're talking from having been in the thick of it over so many years that I'm going to say they speak in a language, but they speak the language, and I'm not talking about te reo, but they speak the language of the knowledge of what's at stake with this issue that we're discussing. And they do, right. They come with that knowledge. And that comes from being of your community.
Hi, Tika. 100%. I mean, you know, and, in Rawiri and Deb, you have a couple of people who are board servants of Te Ao Māori. You know, so they've spent a lot of time going across vast areas and being involved in deliberations on iwi levels. You know what I mean? So they have a very good understanding and a very good lived experience, like you say, of what all of these issues mean for us on the ground. So, yep, I think that's a very strong position for us to be in. And we just continue to take that forward, take it with the positive messaging, continue to educate our people up to the relevance of the Pākehā political system. And also, you know, the relevance and the nature of our own mana in this land. We have constitutional mana in this land just like anyone else, and we have tangata whenua mana in this land, which no one else has. You know, so the more we speak to those sorts of things, the better.
That's true. So now you've obviously, of course, you're standing for the, you know, you're going up against somebody who's been held that seat for such a long time. But you obviously believe that you've got, you can add value to the position. So, and giving it another go, what will you also be seeking to be on the list as well? Perhaps a high position, you know, on the list. A high-ranking position on the list? I mean, I presume that you talk these things through. I have no idea. Do you say, I want to go on the list, or do they have a committee that looks at all the names that are thrown in? I bet everybody's wanting to get on that list now, but I have no idea. So why not?
Absolutely. I mean, the list is a thing, right? And me being relatively new to politics, I really didn't have too much, background info on the science of the machine. But I see the list is definitely a key thing. But the party has a way of deliberating, you know, how the list will be made up. I haven't been part of that. We're not all part of that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I am here to support the kaupapa. So, you know, whether or not you end up in parliament, we're always here to support the kaupapa. And the kaupapa is, you know, we must have a representative voice that speaks from a Māori truth, you know, speaks from a Māori lived experience and is not contained or restrained by Pākehā leaders. And so, you know, I'll always back that, and I'll always support it in anything that I do. And, you know, here we are heading down into politics, and I try not to get too drawn in into the Pākehā political ethos, I suppose, because it's highly counterproductive to us as a people. And whilst I understand where you have to be in there to make something happen, I also understand that our true power lies in more of our people understanding what our rights are in this country. Mm. If all of our people understood what our mana was and what our rights are in this country relative to the Crown and the government, our people would stand up and we would carve out our own new place. You know, so all of those things balanced out across the ledger, I suppose, Merepeka are a part of the considerations I make. Mm. But I'm definitely 100% Māori Party supporter and kaupapa Māori driven person.
Well, I do hope that you'll be high on the list as well, because you know you're having a second run at it, and that's to be applauded. So, and as I say, that's to be applauded, and let's wait and see. The other thing that I wanted to ask you now is, when you get into Parliament later this year, right. You see, you've got to use the proactive. When you get into Parliament later this year, is there any area that you would like to put your hand up for, you know, whether it's education, whether it's health, is there any area in particular you would like to think that you might have that as a, you know, shadow portfolio or something like that?
Yeah. I'd put my hand up for education, for the ocean. I'd put my hand up for immigration and small to medium business.
Oh, and did you say small business?
Small to medium business, yeah, SMEs. That's where the majority of Māori activity in the New Zealand economy occurs, in small to medium businesses.
Yeah, you're right there. We're very innovative and we're full of ideas. And that's very true. I noticed that with our young children. Well, that's great. That's great, because, you know, you don't want everybody going into Parliament who's coming from an education background, and although I suppose there's nothing wrong with that. But if you can have somebody that can hit the deck running, that knows education, that certainly knows about the innovation and the emerging businesses that are coming through, particularly the small business sector, that would be great. So that you
Hi.
Well, look. So when does everything kick off for you then? I mean, I know you've been announced just over the weekend. So once the House rises, is that when everything really starts to crack in?
Yeah. That's when, you know, the full-on campaigning gets underway. But between now and then, we have to, you know, we have to get out and do our bit around the rohe and go and see what the main concerns for the people are. We're starting with we're going to have a dinner down at the Whare Waka to sort of launch on the 21st of June, a couple of weeks away. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, then we'll just sort of work our way through different the rohe of Te Tai Tonga and get around, visit places, see what people's concerns are. And then, yeah, when we hit the period where the house rises, then we'll be back tack.
Oh, right, right. Well, look, Tākuja, thank you so much for talking with us on Radio Wātea this evening. And, you know, and I'm so pleased that you're standing again, because I was very impressed last time when I met you and your lovely family. And I thought, this is the leadership that we need, you know, somebody who knows about the issues that are affecting families, somebody who's mixing with younger people, someone who's got a vision that you can clearly articulate, and you'll be able to marshal the resources and drive it into existence. So I'm just delighted that you're standing again.